This is Radio EcoShock with Alex Smith.
I get email at Radio EcoShock, and it's the best kind. Feedback and ideas from you, the listener. Bobby Wingronowitz from Boston told me he and a whole flock of students from the Boston area were heading to the U.S. Capitol to protest the Keystone XL pipeline. Though he's not an expert audio guy, Bobby took his sound recorder as a witness. Hundreds were arrested. That's a big commitment in the U.S. where your criminal record can become part of your life. It's criminal now to demand a safe climate for young people and the next generation to come. Even some of the nation's top scientists have been arrested. It's not criminal to blow up the climate with a giant pipeline from the notoriously dirty Canadian tar sands. It's all a matter of campaign donations, I guess. When he got back, Bobby wrote to his local paper of record, the Boston Globe. They never published his impassioned letter, so we will.
Being 27 years old, I have never experienced a month with globally average surface temperature below the 20th century mean. The time for meaningful climate legislation was 2 decades ago, but our leaders have failed us. Instead, they have worked with a criminal, doubt-mongering fossil fuel industry to support an all-of-the-above energy non-strategy. On Sunday, March 2nd, 372 of us young people were arrested at the White House to demand leadership on climate. We called our peaceful protest XL Dissent, as we do not consent to the Keystone XL pipeline that would carry 830,000 barrels a day of carbon-intensive, injustice-spewing, semi-viscous, diluted bitumen from a ravaged Alberta to a still-recovering Gulf Coast. That's right, BP. We have not forgotten. We began our action at Georgetown, where, last July, President Obama said, "Someday, our children and our children's children will look at us in the eye and they'll ask us, did we do all that we could when we had the chance to deal with this problem and leave them a cleaner, safer, more stable world? And I want to be able to say, yes, we did." On Sunday, we told the president he is not doing all he can to deal with the deepening climate crisis. Rejecting Keystone XL, itself only a modest gesture, would signal the president meant what he said. True leadership would include cessation of all new fossil fuel projects, a plan to quickly discontinue coal-fired power plants, and a rising fee on carbon with 100% of the proceeds distributed back to the public. Such leadership would begin to take responsibility on par with our disproportionate culpability for climate change. And it would thus bode well for the strong and binding global deal that we so desperately need at the 2015 Conference of Parties climate meeting in Paris. The polar vortex and increasing precipitation here in Boston and New England. The ongoing and epic drought in California and the West. Year after year of 100-year floods in England. A winter Olympics with warmer days than the summer games. Typhoons, hurricanes, and superstorms exacerbated by rising seas and a warmer, moister atmosphere. These and much more forewarn us young people of the uncertain future thrust upon us. From the action on Sunday, to pushing the governor here in Massachusetts on his climate legacy, to trying to remove fossil fuel investments from university endowments, young people, increasingly, take up the cheer of Native American and First People defenders of the earth and sing, "We are idle no more." President Obama, Secretary Kerry, Governor Patrick, Boston College President Father Leahy, other university presidents, and leaders all around this country and the globe. Talk is cheap. If you do not act swiftly, you give us no choice but to escalate our tactics. On Sunday, we demonstrated our conviction. Our resolve will grow as more of us become aware that we are fighting not just for our own future, but also for the poorest and youngest, whose already imperiled future becomes bleaker the longer we wait.
From Boston, that was Bobby Wengronowitz. After the Keystone XL pipeline protest on March 2nd, they went from Georgetown to the Capitol, where they handcuffed their bodies to the White House fence. Obama, are you listening?
This is what democracy looks like!
It's almost enough to give us hope. Young people know. They care. They have not given up. You can grab some good chance from that march for your own climate protest. If the people of North Africa and the Ukraine can change the government, maybe Americans can boot out the climate deniers and fossil fuel apologists in Congress. Maybe Americans can have a future. I'm Alex Smith. Please support this program at our website, ecoshock.org. Or the weekly show blog at ecoshock.info. There are years' worth of free MP3 interviews waiting for you there, the voices of scientists, authors, and activists from around the world. Help yourself and help the future with Radio EcoShock.